Granny Zabner, I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. When Squire Skimp called on Lum to discuss a certain matter, Lum was so sure that the squire had discovered that his broken leg was a fake that he revealed the truth to him. However, it came as a complete surprise to the squire, who immediately became indignant at Lum's fraudulent act and threatened to inform the insurance company. As we look in on the little community now, the old fellows have just closed their Jot 'em Down store for the day, and we find Lum and Abner by the gate in front of Squire Skimp's home. Listen.
Yeah, I reckon he's home. There's a light on in that front room he uses for office.
Yeah.
Granny's, I hate to go in there.
Well, it's the only way to get it settled on. You've been so nervous and jumpy all day, you're going to lose your reasoning if you keep on.
Well, who wouldn't be nervous and jumpy? Better get up to my age after trying to live and do right all his life and then all of a sudden find himself facing a penitentiary.
Oh, well, now maybe you ain't facing a penitentiary.
Yes, I am, too. He said he's going to write the insurance company and tell them that my leg ain't broke and I was trying to beat him out of some money.
Well, you had no business telling him your leg weren't sure enough broke.
I know it now, but I thought he knowed it and I may as well just come right out and admit to it.
Yeah, well, go on in there and have it out with him. You can't be no worse off in the air. You explain to him how come you'd make out like your leg was broke in the first place.
Yeah, if he'll listen to me. He got so mad when I told him he stomped out of the store and wouldn't give me a chance to explain nothing.
Yeah, well, I've got to get on home to supper, Lum. I'm late now. I'll see you in the morning.
Yeah, all right, Abner. Good night.
Good night.
Yes, who is it?
It's me, Squire.
Oh, yes, yes. What is it, Lum? Come in, come in.
Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to talk to you a few minutes, Squire, about this broke leg of mine, if you don't mind. See if there ain't some way to keep this from coming to trial.
Lum, before you go any farther, if you come over here to bribe me into silence, you're wasting your time. You've known me long enough to know that I wouldn't enter into any conspiracy to interfere with justice.
Well, that's just it, Squire. I ain't done nothing unhonest. That is, nothing intentional.
Haven't done anything. You pretended to have a broken leg in an attempt to defraud an insurance company out of $100.
I never wanted no money from them, Squire.
I can understand a man occasionally being tempted to make some easy money, Lum. But at your age, you should know that crime doesn't pay. And you picked the poorest way in the world to try and do it. Defrauding an insurance company. They'll catch you every time. If you needed money so badly, why didn't you come to see me? I could have shown you a half a dozen ways, or I could have let you have some money.
I don't need no money. I've got money in the bank.
Oh, you have? Hmm.
The whole thing was on account of Sister Simpson.
Well, I'm not surprised to hear it. There's usually a woman at the bottom of such things. Many a man has been led into a life of crime because of the wrong kind of a woman. You can't buy them all the pretty little things they want, Lum.
Well, I weren't wanting to buy Sister Simpson nothing. I had to tell her my leg was broke to keep from taking her over to the sociable at the school.
Lum, there's no use discussing the whys and wherefores. The whole thing is, and the fact remains, that you signed a claim demanding compensation for an accident that never occurred. That is better known as fraud.
Yeah.
Defrauding an insurance company. Which, as you well know, is a penitentiary offense.
I know all that, Squire. All I wanted to do was to tell you the whole story and see if you couldn't help me.
Remember, Lum, I'm the representative of the company you've tried to defraud. Undoubtedly, you don't expect me to be disloyal to dear old Mid-Southwestern Accident and Casualty Company, the very people who have provided sustenance for the little wife and I low these many years. Protection against the elements. The very ones who have provided this very roof over our heads.
Yeah.
How much have you got in that bank account, Lum?
Oh, why, about $2,000.
Well, now, just how did this accident occur? Proceed. Your story fascinates me.
Well, I weren't trying to beat nobody out of no money. Fact is, when I told Sister Simpson I had a broke leg, I never had no idea they'd tell it all over town. I was just trying to get out of taking
her to a party. Well, I see the whole thing in a different light now. In other words, When you concocted this story about a broken leg, you had no malice aforethought.
No, sir.
I'm sorry I doubted you for even a moment, Lum. I might have known, you being of a man of such high integrity, that there'd be some reasonable explanation.
Well, good. Grannies, I'm glad to hear you say that. It's all settled then, huh?
Yes. As far as I'm concerned, it is.
Well, good. Good for you. Good for me, too, for as that goes.
Now, it's up to us to figure out some way to satisfy Mid-Southwestern.
Oh.
Let me think now.
Well, do you have to tell them, Squire?
Oh, yes. They'll have to be notified. Inasmuch as there was no attending physician in your case, more than likely the insurance company will send out a doctor of their own to examine your leg. And then the whole thing would be exposed.
Grannies, I hadn't thought about that. Oh, my goodness.
If your leg could be healed by some miracle, I believe... Wait a minute. Lump, I believe I found the answer. That's it. You're going to be healed by a miracle.
I am, huh?
A Hindu miracle man.
How can you tell?
I know right where I can get him to. Gentleman that I've known for years. Used to travel with the carnival I was barking for, connected with, managing, owned. Yes, sir, he's our man if I can locate him. And I believe I know where he is, too. I had a letter from him 2 months ago.
Well, is he a sure enough healer?
Oh, yes, Lum. There's nothing fake about him. He's a square John. Enjoys a spotless reputation, but is gifted with some unknown power of healing. Of course, in this case, it doesn't matter because your leg isn't really broken.
No, of course not.
Ordinarily, I don't believe he could be induced to touch a case of this kind because of his high code of ethics, you know.
Why, sure.
However, because of our long and close friendship, I might persuade him to do it.
Well, good.
It might take a considerable outlay of money, though, Lum. His time is quite valuable.
Well, anything to keep me from going to the penitentiary. How much do you reckon he'd want, Squire?
Well, that's the trouble, Lum. His services come a little high. And his expenses down here from Kansas City will amount to something, you know.
Oh, he lives in Kansas City, huh?
Yes. He's retired now, not on the road anymore. Got a little cafe out there at the town, I believe. I've got that card from him right here in this desk somewhere. I'll call him and have him down here as soon as possible.
Well, you never did say how much it cost, though.
Well, I think, because of our close friendship, I could talk him into coming down here for, say, just
$500. $500?
Why, ordinarily, no telling what he'd charge for a job like, or a case like this. A Hindu prince can't be run around over the country for nothing, Lum.
Oh, is he a sure enough prince?
Oh, yes, there's no doubt about it. If he were in India today, he'd be a Maharaja. He's of the nobility.
Granny, it'd be worth something to even meet a feller like that. Well, if that's the least he'll come for, it'll be worth it to get me out of this.
Oh, yes. Just remember, you have the penitentiary staring you right in the face, Lum.
Yeah. Go ahead and call him, Squire. Granny's, I'll pay it.
That, my man, is a wise decision. I'll put the call in right now. I can call that Eaton joint, or restaurant of his. He's quite a world traveler. I hope he isn't in Africa, big game hunting, or hobnobbing with some of the crown heads in Europe. Where did I put that card I had? Yes, here it is, right here. The Bombay Tavern. I'll call him right now, Lum.
Good granny. I believe this is a good idea, Squire.
Oh, yes, there's no... hello? Operator? I would like to talk to the Bombay Tavern in Kansas City, Missouri, please. Yes, that's right. M.K. Skim. All right, you can call when you have my party.
How do you aim for us to go about this, Squire, so that everybody will think he actually cured my broke leg?
Oh, well, we'll work that out without any trouble, Lum. Might have a big public demonstration of it. Let the good people of the town witness the miracle.
Yeah, that's the time. Then they won't have to take my word for it.
Why, no.
That'll be hard to believe, unless they see it.
Yes. Well, now, here, Lum, you better run along. I'll have to talk to the prince in the Hindu language, and you wouldn't understand it anyway. You just get a good night's rest, and I'll let you know about it in the morning.
Yeah, all right, Squire. Just don't know how to thank you for what you did for me. I want you to know how much I appreciate it.
Tut-tut now, Lum. I'm only too glad to do it. What are friends for, if not to help one another? I've always said
that. Maybe someday I can do something nice for you,
Squire. Wait a minute. There's McCall. Well, good night, Lum, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, good night, Squire, and thanks again.
Not at all. Hello? Oh, all right. Hello, is Louie there? Oh, hello, Louie. This is M.K. Skim. Squire? Oh, well, the deacon, then. Yes, I'd almost forgotten I ever used that moniker. Oh, no, I'm in a legitimate racket now. Yes. Down in a little town in Arkansas, Pine Ridge. Pine Ridge. Say, Louie, I've got a job for you. Oh, well, now, don't worry. This isn't anything that'll affect your parole. Well, I'll explain it to you after you get here. Have you still got that old Hindu costume you used to use? Yes, you're going to be a prince again. Well, just wear the turban, then. That's enough anyway. Why, I believe I can get you $50 for it. Well, I'll get your expenses, too. Say, I'll give you $50 for your expenses, $100 altogether. All right, it's a deal. Why, just as soon as you can get down here. Well, now, don't you worry. You're not running any risk at all. Yeah, well, now, here, I'll tell you where the town is so you know how to get...